Here is B and Luigi continuing.
So we were,
on the lake.
In the lake swimming. Swimming on the lake. The water were a little bit stormy in the beginning, but now there is, let's say, the water, the level is more peaceful, and there are consensus. And the main thing is to put together the different approaches so that there is not one exclusive approach, either only water harvest, which was in the beginning highly promoted by Harald Kraft, or only desalinization. Both can also be complementary and back up the other. And as we said before, the lake should be the best of an ecological expression and management of water, so not isolated from the water management, not only in the city area, but also in the Green Belt and the immediate region. It has to be an integrated approach to all the water management of the region. I will not go into the detail, but these are the studies which evolve more and more and see that water is both above, in the ground, and mm-hmm. below is one.
Yeah, just for the listeners, Luigi is holding a very big book that has all the studies on the water in it.
Yes.
And so it's a complex issue.
Yeah.
And but now maybe he's showing us a map.
A map which where it links all the different water bodies. So the lake cannot be seen in isolation.
Yes.
It's, let's say, the culmination point of all an integral approach to water management.
Yes. Well, I understand from Toby and Luca and the Water Service that they already have planned to integrate the whole town into one water system so that if any part fails, then the other parts can take over.
Yes.
And so now the role of the lake in this integral system.
Yeah.
How would that work now? Is it going to be a source of fresh water for drinking, for agriculture, how will
Yes, the target is very ambitious. The target is to have primary water, it's not secondary water.
Yes.
Secondary water we have every time we have a wastewater recycling we use into the garden.
Yes.
That is relatively easy to manage.
Yes.
The complexity, and for me the lake is the proof, the concrete proof that we want to seriously do a very ecological town. Mm-hmm. Because if you put a lake at the center for drinking water, at the center of a city, the city has to be extremely clean.
Absolutely.
At all level. Mm-hmm. Air, ground, at all level, underground, has to be extremely clean. Otherwise, you make a disaster.
Yeah, and now tell us also the size of this lake.
The size is, you see, is for about, but it's difficult to figure it out. It's for about 1,200,000 cubic meter. But even that is still to be in detail elaborated, because you can do straight side,
deeper,
you can do 45 degree. There are many different details. What to give you an idea, let's say in certain part, in the largest part is around 120, 130 meter, and certain area is only 40, 50 meter distance, for example, where the bridge comes.
And the circumference?
And this circumference is about 2 kilometers. So okay. we will have a lake promenade mm-hmm. of about 2 kilometers. Of a large, you can see it already there in that near that fence. We have done a little piece, 4 or 5 meters large, where there will be a lake promenade around. So I am eagerly waiting for this from our office in Ciru.
Yes. Yes,
what do
Luigi.
You think?
I think it'll be excellent view. We can go out and take a stroll.
We can promenade and we can swim. But
I think swimming is going to be difficult.
Oh, yes.
How will you keep the people out in the night from swimming?
I tell you, that will be a big challenge, because everybody wants to swim on the lake, but consider swimming, it's drinking water.
Yeah.
How and we will solve that? We will debate that at that moment.
That will be, yes, and the boats.
And the boat.
Fishing.
The boats, you know, there was a beautiful idea of Roger a few years before he left. He said, why we don't invite all the children to design both of the past, both of today, and both of the future? And because we need a boat or one or two also to have a linkage, not only the bridge. So it will be wonderful if our children, inspired, could design the boat of the future.
Sounds good.
That will be a lovely exercise, don't you think so, B?
Yes.
So coming back to the lake and maybe moving forward to the other aspect, you see, the lake, it's a big challenge. We are getting ready more and more, and I hope soon the first work will start either by the totality of the lake or by two or three testing ponds. This, I don't know how, this is a decision of the planning group and the technicians. But what is most important is that the different approaches which we all have in all technologies, now we speak of water management, but is there in other technologies, comes together, synthesize, and all the time we see that it becomes integrative, meaning that you include instead of excluding. And when there is that maturity, both at the and you know it, at the personal level,
right,
and the collective work, then it's a win-win situation.
Absolutely, because technology is not the problem.
No.
It's only consciousness. And we know that.
Only.
And we
it's
know
a minor detail, B.
Yes. And we know we have come here only for that higher consciousness.
Very
so
true.
We shouldn't have to worry about these other things, but
no.
Still we're at that stage.
But don't you think, B, that one aspect which slowed down our development is exactly the polarization in any technical implementation, not only polarization in philosophies or concept, but also when you go into the technical aspect, look at Matri Mandir, so many discussion in so many subjects.
Yes.
What I reflect upon is the more we grow inside the deep sense of unity, the more we express also into the actual work. Look the water.
Absolutely.
Water is about, it's about integration approach.
Yes.
Isn't also a personal state of consciousness.
It's symbolically, personally, of course, psychologically.
Yeah.
We all have to integrate ourselves so that those parts of the being that want to come out and scream and yell, you know, we have to work all those out, not in meetings, but at home and quietly.
Meetings.
Yes, in the inner chamber, quietly.
Yeah, very beautiful. In fact, if I am allowed a short digression, yesterday at the funeral of Georges, I had such a strong experience. I don't know how you felt, but the moment the Aurovillian put together the flowers, silently, each one did his own job. And what came out was the most beautiful design I have ever seen in flower. In such a, nobody questioned the other one. Did you have anyone questioning how the other was putting the flower? No. But the design who came out was marvelous, Malenka. Mm. And I came out thanking George. George, thank you for giving us this moment of inner joy and peace. And a beautiful collective moment of creating a beautiful composition silently.
Yes.
I wish we were able to have that state all the time.
We
but
didn't
we don't
have a meeting first.
Huh?
We didn't have to meet.
We didn't have a meeting, but do we need more funeral?
No.
But we had years and years of George and all his books and all his lectures. So he was always building that bridge, you see, between the worlds.
Yeah.
And that's we have to carry on that work. We have to be inspired by what he
and
told
that
us.
Attitude. That
exactly.
Attitude. Yeah, let's honor that.
Now we know that Matri Mandir took 40 years to build. Will the lake take so long? Do you think?
Very good question, Marlenka, because all our reflection is about how to accelerate in a gentle way and not to accelerate in a violent, harsh way, and not to have a wild development. It's true that it's, as we said, all it happens at the personal level of growth of consciousness. If there is harmony between people, it's splendid how things goes in place much faster. And we know, it's a fact, it's a proven fact. And that progressive harmony, you know, when Mother said our will be a universal township where men and women from all countries will grow in progressive harmony towards human unity. That progressive harmony may be the actual work. We don't say an ideal harmony, but a progressive harmony may be what is the real substance of building the city and building the lake. Mm-hmm. And there is a last point before we go to the next subject, is that for me, but that is my personal perception, the water at the center of a city, for me, represents also the water which we contain in the body. We are composed of a large part of water. The water is one of the most subtle matter which has grown in consciousness along not only the centuries, the millennia, almost the early days of matter. The water is a very strong, and we know now, even through scientific experiment, yes, or water, our dynamic water, that water is a receptacle of consciousness.
Yes.
What does it mean that at the center of a city,
good question,
there is such a big body of water around Matrimandir? I don't want to speak of holy water.
Holy water.
we can start a shop and selling half a liter, yes, at very good price. No, are we going that way, B?
No.
We already dismissed this question of religion, didn't we?
Yes, at the first day.
The first day
it was out. But it comes back. So
it is ingrained in people because they, you know, we are still relying on something outside ourselves.
Which goes back to our first interview. Do we need that outside influence?
Yes. Yes. How much do we need? So you see, we have Matrimandir. I mean, it's a building, it's a symbol. We have all these symbolic things. It should, at least in my opinion, be enough to satisfy any one of us, any, let's say, what we call them, slightly evolved people, that well, we have enough of ritual, we have enough of the old symbols to keep us going. We have our number systems, we have our 12 pillars, our our 12 gardens, we have all of these things. We have our ley lines, we have all of that. I think that should be sufficient. And then, as you mentioned, when we have a center with the Matrimandir in the middle of a lake, with the sun, the water, you know, the elements are there. Earth, air, fire, water are there.
Yeah, but B, I don't understand sufficient in relation to what? Please enlighten me. When you say that all these aspects should be sufficient, in yes, relation to what?
In relation to what we would call, let's say, the religious need of human beings for an outside authority to bless
their
work. You see, Oroville already has gotten rid of the kind of dictator, totalitarian, or in the good sense, the guru who tells you what to do.
Mm.
So each one in Oroville has to be self-realized.
Mm.
Otherwise, it won't work, because we're an egalitarian society. And if there's not a certain amount of realization in each person, then they will not behave in a way that will work toward human unity.
Mm.
They will start taking advantage. All these things will start happening, and they are happening. And we have, and you see, you read on the, you know, Paulette and Paul Vincent are constantly pointing out that we have, you know, a corrupt, rotten society.
Mm.
And see, we know that those elements are here. We're not living in a naive bubble that Oroville is, there are gangs, you know, in the village, There is corruption in Oroville. There are people in Oroville who shouldn't be here. We know all these things. There's drugs, alcohol, and all the rest. So we have all that. So we don't deny that, but we move beyond that.
You are opening a big chapter, but I think we have to go back to the
theme. This is bigger than the lake.
Wow, this is troubled water. But one thing, I think we should not go right now into this, but one thing is, I hope we agree, we do all this not to satisfy any symbolism, any ritual requirement from visitor or whatever. We do all this because there have been a vision. The broad direction has been given to us by the mother. She
exactly.
spoke very clear of a chamber. She spoke very clear of the garden
yes.
and a certain direction. Our job, to my reading of the lake and the city, our job is as an instrument to unfold that in the most creative way.
Exactly.
Not dogmatic way.
Exactly.
Do we agree on this?
Yes.
Yes, we do. Now, let me just go back to you were building up to something, why you brought in these particular points. Could you complete that?
Well, it was only we were trying to make sure about the problem of the, let's call it the problem of religion, versus spirituality.
Yeah, no.
That the confusion that constantly happens because we talked earlier about the yantra and you know the what we would call fundamentalism. Let's use that word because that's the common word. So when something is written down, even architect's drawing, an architect naturally, and this came out very clearly from Doshi. He had mentioned the sacred line. You see. And the line is not sacred.
Are back to...
He
loves that.
Wait, let him complete this.
I let him
just,
complete. No
just
problem.
That, you know, I have no... You know, an architect's drawing, you know, I have made things, created things myself, and you become very attached to it. And you want that thing to be implemented. You want it to be real, and you want it to be respected. So whether you're growing a forest or you're building a building or you're doing a painting or a dance, whatever it is, a garden,
a lake,
you know, there's the natural attachment to this.
And I see this very differently, and please complete.
Okay, so to complete that,
you have opened.
So we get over, what I'm saying is, you know, following the Bhagavad Gita, we get over... You know, wanting to the fruit of this, whether it goes this way or that way, we become the pure instruments. I mean, that's what the higher consciousness is. We have to flow the higher consciousness, not my limited consciousness.
Okay. B. I will not be prevented by expression like sacred lines or yantra, and just name it. We have plenty. To have a smoke screen where we don't see the real vibration behind.
Right.
I have worked and I had the privilege to work with Roger for 20 years, and certainly that was not the vibration of sacrality in that sense. Actually, Roger was the most mystic atheist I ever seen in my life.
Mystic atheist.
Atheist, because he really had an allergy for all those... Puritanism and rituals and all this, you can't imagine. I can give you, even if you take his book, constantly comes out that his approach, his perception was non the classical devotional orthodox ritual.
I'm not worried about Roger.
I know. Let me come to the point. The point
fine.
Is about interpretation that lines and attachment of architect, urban designer. In this case, we speak of urban design because we have broad lines of urban design attached to the geometrical things. What you perceive one way, because we have a past, and you say it, traumatic example.
We have a past.
We
yes.
don't go. Please
we
don't
have a
talk
karma.
About that.
We have a karma.
Yes. Let's go
dissolve
from
the karma.
Let's dissolve the karma and go towards dharma.
Yes.
You agree with me?
Perfect.
Let's discover
Perfect.
The Dharma.
Well said.
The
well
inner
said.
Law of the of growth. Huh? So, coming to that is B. La, what I have seen, not take for example the crown, because it all comes together, the garden, the lake, basically the urban design drawings. It's not that there is an attachment to that geometrical form, but there is an inspiration. It's very different. For example, we have no time to dwell in detail, but one thing is sure, that there is a kind of, Doshi call it sacred line, but I will, and I convey my experience, for me it was not rigid line, it was flow of energy, which was generating from the center. You remember I convey my dream, which it was deeply touching for me,
mm-hmm.
which was the foundation of the city itself. So, but the lines, it's true, you can have an attachment to the line, all this, but a line are evolving, and that what I am here to see with you is yeah. how far it's evolved, how far is rigid,
yes.
how far we can still change things.
Right,
this for
right.
me is the exercise today, no B?
Right, right.
And I can show you in the lake, it has evolved enormously, and maybe we will see even some more evolution.
Of course.
So, same for the crown, same for the line of force, which we are, Marlenka, I remind, we are supposed to touch today. All these aspects is a continuous evolution, but what is the constant axis? The constant axis is the research, is the innovation, is the area where these things come. So what is clear in the galaxy is it defines area. Let's take, for example, the administrative area. But the way we develop this administrative area is totally in our hands, a freedom of creativity, of intuition, of innovation. And is that what is expressed?
Yes, and
in the things.
You make that urban design, let's say, of the administrative area,
yeah.
and then there are some trees in the administrative area.
Ah, here we are. it's interesting. He goes back to the yes, let's
roots.
Discuss the tree roots.
The roots.
Lovely.
The roots.
Let's discuss the trees of the administrative area, even if we are out of team, because I remind you that we have to touch the crown, the city center, the green park. Can you touch this in the context of our team, which are the overall parks? Please be.
Yes. So the parks are a given, right?
Yes, there. A given.
Okay.
Yes.
And we go back to the master plan, which you have called the green plan.
Yes.
And I totally agree with you because it's written in the, it's written that every single development
yeah.
in the town, it's one of the principles
yeah.
of the master plan
yeah.
that it's got to be eco-friendly.
Absolutely.
And
yeah.
it has to be also environmentally appropriate.
Yeah.
So that's a given guideline
it's
that we have to honor
correct.
And respect.
Correct.
So you can make, and I would respect anybody's urban design, but that urban design has to be based on that concept from the master plan,
mm-hmm.
correct?
Mm-hmm. Correct, correct.
Correct. So you can't make an urban design that does not fit with the master plan.
True.
So if the master plan says it has to be eco-friendly, it has to be this and that.
And few other parameters.
Yeah, a few other parameters.
Yeah.
We have to follow that.
Yeah.
Otherwise, our master plan then is just
it's
a worthless.
It's a piece of paper.
It's a piece of paper.
Yeah, but coming to your beloved subject, which is also mine, trees versus build-up. Building, no? Pottery versus
yeah,
development.
I see that, and I want to take the verses out.
I do too. Let's
okay, take the verses out. Okay,
yeah.
agree, agree.
Complementary. It must
complementary.
Be complementary.
Yeah, because you talked about the integration earlier.
Absolutely. And so let's take a concrete example to see
yeah.
if we walk the talk.
Yes.
Administrative area. We came here, and it was a beautiful moment because the idea of having the town hall financed by the European Commission, it was floating, but everybody, of course, was against as a mega project, as a in the initial time, it was a difficult gestation of the baby. But when we came here with Roger, I still remember, we were exactly on this place, in between the work trees, there were a lot of work trees, no? As you can see still around, we saw the gold of Matari Mandir. That, dear Luke, it still resonates in me that we said, something. How can you explain this is difficult in words? But there was an inspirational moment or a moment of grace. And we just moved the branches and we saw the Matari Mandir. Wow, it gave us such a joy. And we start feeling the perception for the first time, what are the proportions between the city, the lake, you know, and the island. Roger start galloping in his creativity. So we said, yes, let's go for it. Whatever the difficulty, we were, there was a grace. The impossible things, European Commission financed a building which was not in their scheme to finance. They said, rent a building. But where I rent the building? Kotakarai? There was nothing to be rented. Finally, we got the money, thanks also to Stichting Desire of Holland. And we started development. And we went tree by trees. And I invite you to come out with me and see all the trees which are there. You can see some of them from our window, which have been kept. And most of the trees were of work trees. Cashew, let's say temporary trees, were removed. But we needed trees, and we kept the maximum, and you can still see them now. Good. And here, not good at all, because we got a petition, my dear friend, from the forest group and the people living close by, saying, you are cutting my forest. And here, B, I want you to answer this point. A botanist, a competent person who knows what tropical dry evergreen trees are, he knows, yes, this tree no, this you can cut, this you can transplant. But a lot of people who sign signatures, doubt of emotion, they are cutting trees close to Matari Mandir, sacrilege. Don't you call this religion of the trees?
No, I call this ignorance.
Versus consciousness.
You said I am taking back to you, Marlenka.
Thank you.
No, that's ignorance. And you see that we have that phenomenon in Oroville that happens because I probably, if those people had been somehow part of the planning and had been informed ahead of time, and if there had been, an article written or some sort of general meeting in which it was explained to the community that, okay, we're going to put this town hall here, there are so many trees, we're going to take out these work trees and all of this, and, you know, it was made very clear. But I imagine that plan went through and people saw what was happening and then reacted and made partitions. That's the way it happens.
You were not there and it didn't happen like this.
Well, I was there when it happened 2 months ago on the road, on the radial road in Tornavikas.
Sure. But for the town hall, you were not here.
I was not here.
And the town hall was the most discussed topic in town. So everybody knew that there would have been a development in that specific case. Other cases, you may be right, not enough communication. But please, don't bring always back to communication, because in that specific case, it was over-communicated. So how you do? If you communicate, people don't come to the presentation. We did so many presentations, B. No. So many presentations. And then you met other people
who comes ahead.
Out only when there is the emotional shock.
Yeah.
How you do?
You don't do anything. You build it and it's here.
So, B, I invite you. Maybe Marlenka is here present. In the future development, now that we have to do the lake, there are trees on top. Mm. Some excellent, some medium quality, some also can be cut.
Right.
We have to inform. And we have to start now. We have to start now. Link to the planning of the parks, of the four splendid parks which are waiting there to be manifested. Here, we have to develop the administration. There, we have to develop the habitat.
Right.
And it touches. Would you like to come with me, or you go alone, maybe because maybe they are scared of me as a devil developer?
No. You have already...
And speak with Mark, Matari Prasad, no Mark, Matari Prasad, and invite here to say, look, we invite to the radio on a different things. Look at this idea. You invite Matari Prasad, you invite the people of Dark Alley, you invite people who are in the city center, and you say, can we do it peacefully this time? The radio can do a fantastic work on this.
Sure.
Can we go, we choose two or three botanists?
Yeah, well,
we
see,
select,
that's what I like.
We go gently because he's going to come.
No, that program that you have outlined the other day, you mentioned that.
Yeah.
How you would proceed in the future. Because when you did the thing on the town hall, it's true I wasn't here, did you have the botanist choose? And was did everybody know
no.
that somebody like Paul
no.
or somebody?
I agree.
See?
I was the botanist.
Okay.
And I took the full responsibility. No, not ops, because I'm sorry, if you allow me in 30 years, I have learned to know the trees, which one are
of
good
course.
Or not.
Yeah.
And if you see this green corridor, we cut 12 work trees and we got our beloved list of signatory again, stop the work. But go and have a look, all the TDF species are there and now they are coming up before they were crushed by the work tree. So my point is, I would be delighted if to have something fruitful from this beautiful initiative which has spontaneously emerged from the radio, if we invite people here.
Sure. We can do that. We can.
And we can say, can we arrange a different approach? We take few botanists, we go on the spot, 1, 2, 3 years in advance. What do you think, B?
Perfect.
Excellent idea.
Perfect.
And we identify 2, 3 places at the city center where we know the development is coming.
Right.
So
no, I think that that's a very wise thing, and I think that shows that all our talk here was not useless.
I don't know. Let's see the test of in the ground. Yes. Let's see the ground test. Yes. And Marlenka, if you allow me, on some of our other topics were the crown. The so much debated crown, and we had also the other aspect of the line of force, and we have the aspect of the openness to constant innovation at all level,
yes.
Energy, environment, education, culture,
yes.
All level of the town. So these were the basic 6, 7 elements, no, which last conversation and today conversation we have gone around in our free, non-linear way. So, if you allow me, Marlenka, I would like to touch the line of force and the crown and as part of the city center, because we haven't spoken of the city center being, we were in the lake. The
yes.
lake is Matrimandir, the garden, the lake. Then we have the city center. And what is the city center?
Okay, yes. So we're ready to leave the lake and go on to the...
To the city center. We leave the boat, we and then we walk in the...
Line of force. Shall we go to line of
no,
force?
No, let's go to the city center, Marlenka, and then
okay.
In the city center we have the specific line of force, ground,
okay.
Like this. The city center is basically, badly said, a mini Auroville. Because it's 10% of the entire town, 10% not in surface, but 10% in population, 5,000 people out of 50,000, and you have a kind of synthesis of all zone. You have all the 4 zones entering the city center, plus the heart of the city, represented by Matrimandir and the lake. So the city center, it can become a very compact, but very green, heart of the city. And when you look at the plan, the city center is much more than 50% green.
Yes.
And this is the beauty. It represents a mixture of activities which is splendid in the city center. For example, here you have administration, then you have a green corridor, then you have a habitat for those who work and can go walking.
Yes.
Not
well,
even the pollution of the cycle B.
Cycles are not polluted.
I know. I'm just provoking you.
But that city center, of course, there will be no automobiles.
Absolutely. Oh, as a first phase. Not an automobile. What I will say, let's be a little bit the target. And this is not so far. I tell you, if the impediment of people who don't allow the crown to go around are removed, tomorrow, in 6 months, 1 year, we can have the city center totally free from air and sound pollution. It's possible. It is a tent. But it is ourselves who impede this. And I can show you in the map where are the block of energy, which have to be massaged.
Mm.
It's possible. Imagine if we can have the city center soon as an experiment of urban lifestyle where we have no polluting transport, and we have collective transport, we have cycle, we have pedestrian, and so on and so on and so on. And
electric,
it is more
tram.
Electric tram and solar tram. You solar know that
tram.
They are experimenting,
I
and
know
you
that,
are involved.
Yes, yeah, the solar
if the money,
tram.
Let's do some fundraising.
If I can be allowed to put the proverbial fly in the ointment here, you know we have built these beautiful roads, Crown Road radials, and of course, traversing those roads are lorries full of sand and brick and this and that to continue building in the city center. How can we deal with such a problem?
She's right. The mobility plan, it's a very complex affair for Auroville because we have at least 8 or 10 different types of mobility, including the lorries. But as you know, the visitors, the local villagers, it's a very, the taxi, which we call ourselves, and just name it, the supply of goods, the sending out of our industrial zone, the goods. When you analyze, you have 8, if not more, different type of traffic which we ourselves call in.
Right, so even if the residents are using only cycles, we have these other aspects.
I agree. And you see, for my analysis, this is a long things which we may dedicate more time, but for my perception, the fact that we don't develop sufficiently by creating a service area where you have to go down for all the construction. Till today, Marlenka, to buy 1 kg of nails, we have to go to Pondi. That is unhealthy for a city under construction. Create what Mother say, the service area with the go down, with all the material, and from there, transport yourself instead to giving to the contractor. Will cost you 5% more? No problem. You save in terms of energy, security, and all quality of the construction. Because what will happen is that we have to live inside a city under construction. We are going to live. Yes, that's the truth. We all have a next building coming everywhere. Mm-hmm. So how to minimize that impact? Control of the worker scenario in the specific construction, giving them facilities, toilets, and good situation, control of the distribution of the goods. This is not a simple management, but it can be done only if there is a substantial development. Today, we have a small development, and it is fragmented.
Yes.
If you unify it, we buy the cement together, we buy the iron together, we deposit, is one aspect because we can, you see, we have studied also how to transport with tractor, which are electrical, ourselves. But for that, you need to put together finances, to put together the logistic, to put together a management of the things. Basically, it comes back, that all these problems are there and will increase. The scenario is that it will increase. It will increase naturally because we are growing with building and construction. So the big challenge is to come together in putting together not only our soul, our thought, our hand, but also our physical management of the development. I fully sympathize with what you say.
Yes, yes. This is, this is a crucial point. And we have not done well. It's been very fragmented. Everybody running to Pondi separately, and we've been doing that for years and years.
Yeah.
At great energy loss, and we have all these contractors competing with each other. We have all sorts of scenarios that are unhealthy.
Yeah.
And so that's another issue.
Yeah.
That's
another issue. It's all interlinked, and it will be this contradiction will be growing. So what at the same time is not also dramatic. There are areas where people try also to have a pedestrian zone. Here, the parking which you don't like, at the same time, he went back to the first interview, so please allow me at least.
No, I see you're growing creepers over it.
Yes,
I saw them putting the nylon threads.
Absolutely.
Over beauty it. So you're going to cover it up.
Not to hide. To put some beauty of the green.
Okay.
It's beautiful. And I will put, most probably, mental honesty.
Oh, mental
honesty. Yes, because the hostility I got on that parking was a lack of mental honesty, my dear B.
Okay.
I tell you why. That's my perception.
Yes, tell me.
Because if before criticizing, my brother and sister from Auroville will look what is the project about, what is the ultimate function, and in this case was to create the biggest area of Auroville pedestrian. Took us 1 year. We didn't achieve the target to get 8-10 lakhs. We got only 6, so we had to go with the old parking, which nobody liked, and I don't like, and I don't have the paternity. But the target, I had to decide. We create the biggest pedestrian area of Auroville. Tell me if there is another place in Auroville where you have habitat, mixed activity coming together. Not an easy thing. And the people are ready to keep their motorbike there and walk 200 meters. Not an easy thing, my dear B. A lot of energy has been put. Then it comes the Aurovillian who said, how ugly, and look at this, and look at that. It is temporary. I also love beauty, and I think it's very important, but nature will bring some beauty, not to hide, but to complement. And the function of this parking, I'm sorry, bring me out another area where there is this target. So, I'm sorry, bring me 3-4 lakhs more, we will do a beautiful parking. Bring me the because this is temporary. When you look into the master plan, you know where are the parking. First, there are almost no parking, which destroy a city. The collective transport, the solar tram, the golf cart, or whatever the new innovation will come about, or the cycle, will be the majority of the things. And if there is some necessity of some vehicle, sometimes you have service vehicles which are there, you go underground. And if you see in the plan, here in the administrative area, the next building, 50 meters from here, we have the plan for the underground where the inner radial comes, you go underground with your vehicle. End of the story. So my dear friends Aurovillian, who just get stuck because of non-beautiful parking, can they see a little bit medium and long term where we want to go, and that this we had to accept the limitation in order to make a step towards a green area? So that's why I will plant mental sincerity, mental honesty, actually it's called the creeper, because for me, not to make any sermon, any moral, but for me, this parking, it will call for this, for mental, and you have that. I see in your eyes the way you look at me now. He is. But you pick up. Why you pick up floating opinion like this? Because
I never found out
who
was responsible for
it's
that.
Me. It's me and Louis. And here I am to be accountable, my dear B. Why you didn't come out? It was in five panels over there. Five panels, we said, anything, please contact, phone number, email, it was there. Did you read that panel?
No, I never saw it.
Maybe the wind took it away.
I never saw it.
We are now at 45 minutes for your So would you like to round up?
Yes, Marlenka and B. I found this exchange very interesting and, of course, not complete. The team is so big, so large. But our reflection was about how flexible is the galaxy concept. And we touch it here and there. I hope, and then at this I will be happy to see the feedback of B, that we see the evolution of the galaxy. We see the possibility even today to adjust to the ground reality and to go to find the synthesis between concept and ground reality, to integrate as much as possible, to innovate as much as possible. And for me, what is beautiful, we are dealing with a living entity which is constantly evolving. And this keeps my passion alive, in spite of all the prejudices, all the judgment, which often are superficial and common. Say, I will be very happy to hear also be opinion on all this.
Okay, yes. We'll close with that.
Yes. Well, just to sum up a little bit, you know, we have gone around on all these topics, and there's a lot to be said endlessly about all of these things.
Yeah.
But always we have to come back, as you said, to a certain mental honesty. Let's go back to what is going to grow in Oroville.
Beautiful.
This mental device. Honesty. Where we begin to, because you see, this Oroville, this vision, this dream is so special because we have been given it by the mother. And she has given the outline of it.
Yeah.
So we really don't have that much to worry about. And she gave us some very, very strong statements like, you just build the Mata Mandir and I will do the rest. Things like that we have.
Yeah.
So we know that the victory is certain because we came with that idealism. And we are trying to implement that idealism. That will really
be our foundation.
That's our foundation.
Exactly.
That's our foundation. And we have the documents and the things we need. See, this development difficulties, we have, as we said earlier, we have our master plan, and our master plan is a green plan.
But what I want to understand from you, because for personally, after all this reflection,
yes,
for you, is the galaxy concept flexible? Yes, maybe, no. I would like to understand from you.
Okay,
is your feeling after this reflection?
Okay, after this reflection, I feel the galaxy plan is flexible, and the galaxy plan is actually in motion. I see it as the galaxy moving, and it's growing and it's changing all the time. So I have no difficulty with the galaxy vision, and it's backed up by the master plan, which, as you said, and we have agreed, is a green plan.
Yeah.
And if people will follow that,
we have it. We are there.
All right.
Next week we will go and look in Marlenka how green effectively is the master plan.